What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mini Crush Monday, the Noel's Not Here edition. But we have Ramsey. Say hi, Ramsey.
Hello.
Ramsey is in the seat that Noel started out in. And then Noel, kind of recently, you just sort of started sitting in on these recordings. Mm-hmm. Noel moved across from me. And it's been great. So welcome.
Good to hear. And I will try not to disappoint.
You will not disappoint. Trust me. Noel disappointed by double booking himself. I saw Noel on at the table in the break room. I was like, hey, you ready? And he went, for what? And I was like, well, this is going downhill fast. But that's okay, because we have some good stuff, Ramsey. We're going to do this is what I call a crusher special. And this is when Chucky Boy gets in town late from a trip and has to record in the morning and doesn't have a ton of time to prepare a lot of things myself. So I go to the Movie Crusher page, because they're always posting fun shit for people to interact with.
Sure.
I can always count on them to like have some good stuff. And sure enough, man, I just scrolled through the page a little bit and found three great bits right off the bat. We're going to start out with our old friend Yvonne Beaudet. I feel like we should say what just happened, Ramsey.
You can, yeah.
Through the magic of editing, it sounds like nothing happened, but Noel barged back in the fuck in.
It's and like, I forgot something.
Acted like, even said, I thought I could just sneak in by
if
opening
you guys are
and
recording,
shutting the door.
I can just be sneaky.
Oh, Noel.
Ninja, you are not, Noel.
Yes, he is not a ninja. He's like me. I can't sneak into a room. I've tried. All right. Yvonne Beaudet, our old pal. This is really good stuff. He said, name a really obscure movie you've really enjoyed that no one has ever heard of. And he's got close to 400 comments here, and this is always good to have a list going like this online that you can just dive into whenever you feel like you have nothing to watch. And I'm going to start it off, Ramsey, with a movie. And it's not so obscure that no one's ever heard of it, but for the people involved, I think it falls on – like everyone I ever say has said, oh, I never heard of that movie. It's a movie called Five Corners. Have you ever seen it?
Nope.
It starred Tim Robbins, Jodie Foster, and John Turturro, and I think you will agree with that kind of cast.
Yeah.
You would think you would have heard of it.
Yeah.
Great, great movie.
Never heard of it.
It's let me see who directed that.
No reason why I haven't seen that, though. That sounds like an amazing.
It was let me see what year this was. I felt like I was in college. Oh, pre-college. It was 1988, and it was an independent film directed by Tony Bill. One of the reasons I love it is because it was written by the great John Patrick Shanley. playwright and screenwriter who directed and wrote one of my favorite all-time films, Joe versus the Volcano. So you know it's good stuff. It was really great. I don't want to give away too much. It was a very, very small movie that got great reviews. Jodie Foster won an Independent Spirit Award for Best Female Lead. Grossed $5 million. Actually, that's not too bad for as small of a movie. But it's a period piece from 1964. It's just weird. It's just slightly offbeat. And I don't want to give away too much, but I'm going to recommend Five Corners. Do you have one? You can think on one if you don't.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going the opposite spectrum. There's a Japanese filmmaker called – because I remember seeing this post come up and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And his name is Shinya Sakamoto.
Uh-huh.
And he did a movie called Tetsuo Iron Man.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. I saw it. It was like a double feature. It was like I went to go see Lost Highway at a theater I used to work at.
Uh-huh.
And then they were showing – it was like a little art house theater and they showed that. And then they showed this movie called Tetsuo Iron Man. It's basically if you take Akira and make a live action movie out of it. It's shot in black and white, but it came out a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Pretty,
I'm looking
pretty
at this.
Interesting.
I remember people in Vision Video in Athens when I worked there.
Yeah.
This was a big, like, all the little film nerds would come in and rent this.
Yeah. I was that one of those little film nerds. But yeah, so that one, I always enjoyed it. It is pretty nuts. The sequel is not so much. And then he did something called Tokyo Fist, which is like Raging Bull, but meets Akira. And I always use Akira to describe his movies because they just
right.
like bulge out and things coming out of their bodies and stuff like that. But you can definitely see some of the more sci-fi movies pulling from him these days. But yeah, I really enjoyed that movie when I was a kid. Or not a kid, when I was in college because
you were a kid in college. We all were.
That was like 20 years ago, man. So yeah.
It's funny looking at these images. I may have seen some of this.
Yeah.
It looks really familiar. Boy, does it look fucked up.
Yeah. But no, I mean, that was just one of those obscure movies that we just enjoyed and we would watch a lot of. And I mean, I think I still have a copy of it on VHS, but who has a VHS player or anything? But yeah, it was just one of those weird movies I really enjoyed and
yeah.
definitely had an impact on, you know, when I was in film school trying to. Not necessarily recreate it, but influencing me and my decision making and what I wanted it to do.
What theater did you work at?
At a place called Miracle 5.
What city?
Tallahassee.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to Florida State, and
film school at Florida State.
Film school. Yeah.
Good Lord, Ramsey, you're more qualified than Noel.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. I basically walked into the movie theater. It's like, hey, I work. I'm going to school at Florida State at the film school. He's like, you got into film school? And he's like, yeah, you're hired.
Really?
He's like, do you want to make a quarter more an hour? And
wow.
I was like, sure. It's like, you're a projectionist. I was like, okay.
So that's cool. You ran the. You spooled them up and spliced them together and
spooled them up, spliced them together.
Wow.
And the joke was, it's a miracle that we're still open because everything would break down in our theater.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What, just old shitty
just
equipment?
Old shitty equipment. And we were basically – the theater owned the whole complex that we were in, the whole lot. So they were collecting all this rent from others, and that was keeping the place alive. And then we were also stealing money – or stealing movies from the other theaters that were not part of Regal. So it was like AMC was down the street, but we got Titanic, so they couldn't get it because of the proximity.
Interesting.
Like two theaters can't have the same movie if they're in a certain radius. So we kept Titanic for like 5 months.
Yeah, and you could too.
Yeah, but that thing was a beast because it was
– Oh, how many?
It was like – no, I mean and the thing is like we had two theaters on one side and then three in the other. And you would have to break the film down in order to move it. And then we kept moving every week.
Lord.
We would move it. So you basically
– How many reels was Titanic?
Jeez. Maybe like 6 or 7.
Wow.
But I mean it would fill the platters that these movies were on.
Those platters were huge. And if you've never been in a projection room, everyone, it was such a cool thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm so jelly that you got to do that.
Oh, yeah. But like we would have bulbs exploding where you would have to wear the gear. I had a projector kind of explode, but this green smoke started coming out of it.
Wow.
My manager, I came down and had my T-shirt over it because I had to turn it off and I didn't want to get the theater to catch on fire. And my manager was like, hey, can you go up there and start number one? He's like, man, I'm not going back up there. It's like,
so what is it, like toxic shit?
Yeah. I mean, it was just like green, like just all this stuff just coming out of the projector. And my he was just like, hey, Nick Friedman, he might be, you know, if he's a listener or a fan, but he was like, hey, man, can you go back up there and make sure? It's like, no, man. I was like, I just inhaled all this stuff.
Wow.
Like, I'm probably going to get cancer.
Wow.
And like it was just – it was a great theater because that's where I saw, like, the first movie I saw there was Pink Flamingos, and it was the only place. And, like, these three old ladies were in the same theater, like, bought tickets to Pink Flamingo.
Wow.
And it was, like, that was the first time I ever saw it. My one of my buddies, he was like, hey, you need to go see this movie. It's showing at Miracle 5. And
yeah.
That was my first introduction. But that was where we saw, you know, all the greats. And
Miracle 5. What a great name. Is it still there?
No.
No?
No, it's a parking lot.
Oh, that's sad. Man, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I used to love when my brother worked at AMC here in Atlanta at Phipps. I would always go into the projection room and just talk to the dudes, and it was so cool.
Yeah.
Just to see those. And, you know, digital's great. I love it, but I'm not saying that it was better or anything, but it's definitely cooler. Mechanical operations are cooler to look at.
Oh, yeah. Totally, you know? Man.
Love it.
Yep.
All right. So obscure movies. We're going to go with Benjamin Clement, an Australian comedy from the 90s. Hercules Returns. Have not seen it. Frank Baumann. I have seen this one. The Doom Generation. Greg Araki. Great movie. But I would say, you know, on the more obscure side. Adam Shortway says Long Kiss Goodnight. Brianna Rossi says 200 Cigarettes. Yeah, I mean, that was fairly obscure. Good movie. Jeff Goddard says 13th Warrior. Let me see here. What else do we have? Nair Alvarado says Coffee and Cigarettes.
That was Jim Jarmusch.
That's right. Daniel Quinn Bewley says Lonesome Jim. I have not seen that. Steve Bien Amy says Take Shelter. Yeah, that's on the smaller side. Take Shelter was great. You saw that, I'm sure.
I didn't. Well,
you didn't like it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, am I thinking of the wrong movie? No, you've seen it. I bet. Michael Shannon. Oh, Ramsey, you got to see Take Shelter, man. It's fantastic.
No, I haven't.
It won the Grand Prize Critics Week at the Cannes Film Festival. Jessica Chastain. Oh, man, that is right up your alley, Ramsey.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that is. For some reason, I just see you as a Michael Shannon fan.
Oh, yeah, but it's Jeff Nichols. Okay, yeah, totally.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same guy, I think, who did Midnight Special, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and Mud, yeah.
Did you see both of those movies?
I did, yeah.
See, Take Shelter. So good. Great ending. One of the better endings. Jason Loeb says Mind Walk. I have heard of that movie. I haven't seen it. I think it's a very talky film, if I'm not mistaken. Chris Smith says 2 Days in the Valley. Yeah, maybe a little underseen. Good film. Our old pal who created this, Yvonne Vaudette, says Lost Highway. I wouldn't say obscure, but you were just speaking of Lost Highway.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite Lynch films.
It was pretty good. Yeah. Toby Ziegler says With Nail and I. Totally agree. Fantastic movie. One of the greats. Ralph Spradley says Football Hooligans. Nicholas Scott says Paper House. Boy, I got to keep this list. I got to keep this list on my laptop. This is fantastic stuff. Bella Polk, that comes from Claire Pringle Gotham. Great name. Avalon Rector says Wrist Cutters. That is a very good movie. Have you seen that?
I have not, but I have heard of it, yeah.
Noah Hubbard says This Thread is a Gold Mine. I totally agree. Michael Myers says, oh my God, Michael Myers. He says Real Men. Don't think I've seen that.
Real Men.
I'm looking now. Jim Belushi and John Ritter.
Oh, is this the...
A comedy from 1987.
Is this the movie where they are kidnapped and taken into Russia to teach Russians how to be American?
Preparing to meet the aliens, FBI, Unseen Assassin.
No.
Let me see here.
No, I think the one I'm thinking of.
No, this is something different, I think. This seems kind of crazy, though.
Yeah, the movie I'm talking about has John Travolta in it. It's awful.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Travolta?
Yeah, no, it's him and they go to...
Oh, wait.
They go to Russia.
I totally know what movie you're talking about.
There's like a town that is developed to look like America.
Oh, that was a real piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, find out what that was. That was fucking terrible, and we need to tell people to avoid it. John Mikalep, one of our old pals, says, Smoke Signals. Totally agree. That movie was pretty under the radar. Very good kind of small independent film. I remember seeing Smoke Signals. Thomas Tatum says Fandango. Not quite obscure, but I'm with you there. Oh, Patty McCabe Davis, After My Own Heart, because she lists out Happy Accidents, one of the great films from 2001, starring Vincent D'Onofrio and Marissa Tomei and Holland Taylor. Great movie. Really good. It was directed by Brad Anderson. He is a director who I have tried to get on here. He's done a lot of really different kinds of movies. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I'm sorry, who?
Brad Anderson.
Brad Anderson? No.
So he directed, he started out with a movie called Next Stop Wonderland with Hope Davis, then Happy Accidents. They were both sort of small, independent, romantic comedy type of things. Then he goes on to do movies like Trans-Siberian and Beirut and The Machinist.
Okay.
And Session 9.
Yeah.
Like really disparate kind of thematically films. He's kind of all over the place, but all his movies are really, really good.
Sure.
That always impresses me when someone can just hop around genres like that. Trans-Siberian was great. I never saw Beirut. I need to see that.
Yeah. And to go back to a sour note, the movie I was talking about was The Experts.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was awful. Terrible.
Yeah.
I totally remember
I'm so
that
sorry
movie.
I brought that up.
Tammy Davis says, My Chauffeur. Kenneth Hannon says, The Ninth Configuration. Matt Blumenfeld says, Dark Days. Oh, yeah, I remember Dark Days.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the documentary about the mole people?
I think so.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, that's totally what it was. Really good stuff. That was a tough one to watch. And then we'll finish off. Oh, I totally remember this too. Krista Scott, our old pal, says Dream with the Fishes. I remember that movie. David Arquette. Boy, a lot of these were during that sort of great early 90s independent film movement that I talk incessantly about when I was in college. Really good stuff. Yeah, so that thread is up on the Movie Crushers, everyone. And if you want to know how to find stuff, you know, you can go to the little handy search bar there on the page and type in obscure. It'll take you right to it. Very, very good.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work,
done and done. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
All right, we're going to move on, Ramsey, to Patrick Gorman, one of our oldest of pals. And this is a really good idea for a thread. He said, we need to start a DNR list, as in do not reboot. Just don't do it. And he said, I'll kick it off with Jaws. I'm with you, man. I mean, they're making plenty of dumb shark movies. Just keep doing that. Don't redo Jaws. If you want to make a shark movie, make a shark movie. Don't call it Jaws.
Don't call it Jaws.
No reason.
You don't even need no more sequels as well. I still remember it was the Jaws 4 when
the
Michael
Revenge.
Caine.
Yeah.
He won an Oscar that year, not for Jaws, but he always said, is like, he's never seen it, but he said, it'd pay for my house someplace. But he gave his Oscar speech from the set of Jaws.
Really?
And because they would not fly him to the Oscars.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was like, that's like still one of the worst moments of his life.
He had to stay on that stupid set. Oh my God.
But it was just like,
that's terrible.
It was just like, oh my gosh. But no, I mean, Jaws.
What did he win for? What did Michael Caine win for? If it was during Jaws, then it might have been Blame It on Rio. Would he have won an Oscar for that, for a comedy? Probably not. Couldn't have been Get Carter. That was way earlier.
Hannah and Her Sisters.
Oh, sure.
I'm assuming that was 87. And then he also won for Cider House Rules.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hannah and Her Sisters. What a great movie. It's one of my favorite Woody Allen films.
Yeah, but you can still see his Oscar speech. Jamaica or wherever they were shooting that.
God.
Jeez, that movie is just awful. But yeah, don't touch Jaws.
Insult to injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't touch Jaws. We'll come after you. John Gotti Phipps says, The Godfather, who would dare? Of course not. You can't remake The Godfather. So here's one. It's easy to say Jaws and The Godfather because I think those are kind of untouchable. But I think you get really creative when you start thinking of movies that are probably ripe for a reboot, but you still shouldn't reboot. And for instance, Brendan Rice, one of our old friends, says Starman.
Oh, jeez.
Remember that movie?
That's John Carpenter.
Yeah, John Carpenter and Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie. Yeah. And I could see them remaking that because it's a movie that involves, you know, a Starman, and now we have technology that could make it super fancy and dumb.
Yeah.
Jeremy Barney says Back to the Future. An E.T. And he says, I would say Ghostbusters, but LOL. Yeah, you know what? I like that Ghostbusters movie with the ladies, and I think this new one sequel looks pretty good too.
Sure.
Tonally, I can't quite tell where it's going. I think that's the beef people had with the trailer was like, is this a comedy?
Yeah.
Did you see it yet, the trailer?
Oh, the trailer looks great. I mean, I never had the opportunity to see the other Ghostbusters movie, but, you know, I was
Oh, the lady reboot?
Yeah, the lady reboot.
Yeah,
but I've heard good things about it.
I enjoyed it.
But yeah, this new trailer looks great. I mean, it's hitting where people are these days. So,
right.
I mean, it'll do well, I imagine, and it'll make
Paul
more.
Rudd. Paul Rudd, put him in anything.
Yep.
Put him in everything.
Yeah.
Let me see. Ryan Townsend says Jurassic Park. Okay. We'll see if people take issue. Yeah. Yeah, sequels are different.
They kind of did that with Jurassic World, though. I mean, it was
sort of
new-ish. But they brought back.
Yeah, I mean, reboot and remake, it's like the terminology is, there are fine lines there, you know?
Yeah.
To me, a remake is a literal remake of the same movie.
Sure.
A reboot is taking the property and doing something different than that movie.
Okay.
But in that world.
Sure.
That's right, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Someone just said any of the Coen Brothers movies. Yeah, you can't reboot any Coen Brothers movies. No one would want to see that. Kevin Goodfellow says Das Boot. Yeah, that was kind of a perfect film. Michelle Ludica Sass says The Notebook. No other couple can recreate that chemistry. Did you ever see that?
I did not.
I thought the answer would be no. Not up your alley.
It's
a good movie, but it's probably not for you.
The more I hear about it, didn't Cassavetes' son make that?
I think it was Nick Cassavetes.
Yeah. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, this is, I need to see this movie.
Right.
I'm a John Cassavetes fan.
Sure.
And
Nick's good.
Yeah. But I just never had the chance, or I just never fell into my queue or whatever. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say no to it. And I, you know, yeah.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. It's a very highly romantic drama. But it, you know, the acting is great. Their chemistry is undeniable. You know, they were really in love in real life. So it comes across. And I like Gosling a lot. I like Rachel McAdams a lot. And it has some really sad, not bookends, sort of a through line with them as older people, played by James Garner and Gina Rowlands, of course,
yeah,
being Nick Cassavetes. And anytime you're going to see these legendary actors together on screen, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, and I think I saw Gosling, and I was like, he just looks like a little pretty boy. He's never going to do anything. But no, I mean—
Yeah, he was younger then.
Yeah. I mean, I love Drive and all the other stuff he's done.
Sure.
I mean, he's definitely not doing the stereotypical type roles I thought he would be in, which is
I'm
good.
I'm a big fan.
I'll definitely go back and watch it, and I have nothing wrong against romance or— That type of style.
Your heart is not dead?
Heart is, well, that's a different story, but yeah. Well, I know. I loved Marriage Story. Like, I enjoyed that.
Oh, okay.
Which is romantic in a way, and it's—
What was that movie
apart?
That Gosling was in? I'm a big fan of his now that I'm looking through his filmography. Did you see The Nice Guys?
Yeah.
It was fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
I love that movie. He was so funny in that. Where is the movie? I'm looking. Oh, God, Only God Forgives. That was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, Half Nelson.
Half Nelson?
The little indie that he did in 2006.
I haven't seen that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
He's fucking great, man. Lars and the Real Girl.
Lars, yeah, I was going to say.
Big Short.
Yeah.
Drive, La La Land, Blade Runner,
yeah.
Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
He's good. I have not seen First Man. Did you see that?
I have not. I started watching it, and it was too, like, it hit, like, the first half kind of hit home, and I was like, this is kind of really sad.
Oh, interesting. Well, oh, from your astronaut days?
Yeah, well, prior and stuff all he went through, like, you know, whenever I see anything happen to kids.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
Stuff like that, I just kind of just.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I got you, man. I'm with you there. Let me see. Let's finish off with a couple of these. Mike Snelling Jr., Indiana Jones. He said Crystal Skull was so bad. That wasn't a reboot, though. That was just another sequel. Our old friend with the backwards name, Culver Matthew, I'd almost like to see them try to reboot Jaws out of pure schadenfreude. It's my favorite movie of all time. I'm right there with you. So I'd like to see someone fail miserably at trying to replicate it. They'd probably show the shark all the time. Of course they would. They wouldn't hold back at all.
Not at all.
A big-ass CGI shark everywhere. All right, that's good stuff. Thanks, Gorman.
Yeah, I would say, like, it's good to hear that some of these are, when they do announce, like, oh, we're rebooting this, they're going into production hell. The prime one being Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, right.
They've always been hinting, like, The Rock is going to play Jack Burton.
That's
and
right.
Stuff like that. And I'm like, come on, guys.
But they're in, like, turnaround hell on that?
Yeah.
Good.
And I think it should stay there. And you know, they keep hinting at a Goonies and or whatever, those type of movies. I mean, you could easily just look at 80s movies and then put the 2020 tag on it.
Yeah,
and then
it's just lazy.
Lazy.
Although I will say there is a way to do the Goonies right.
Sure.
And that would be to bring back the original cast and perhaps have an adventure with them and their children. The laziest way to do it would be to have them just – sort of superfluously in there and have it just be all the kids.
Yeah.
I think the adults would have to be a part of the adventure.
Sure.
In order to make it right.
Yeah.
I could see that, but it's tough. I love that movie.
Yeah. Have you showed it to your kid yet?
Not yet. We're close.
Yeah.
Like, she's 4.5, and I think she needs to be maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Not that it's scary, but just to enjoy it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to Carrie about it, but like we haven't approached that. She's watching the movies, the Descendants series now, so there's a lot more which are live action, but they're like the byline is basically they're the evil parents from Disney kids.
Oh.
And they're big with like our like your kid will definitely get into it.
So what's it called?
Descendants.
And it's their movies or is it a TV thing?
Yeah, they're movies. They're Disney movies, but they're based on like the evil from Disney folklore. They're based on like their kids.
Oh.
So like the wicked stepmother and all those characters had kids.
Oh.
And this is them.
Interesting.
And so she's now approaching live action type stuff where there's fighting, there's people arguing.
Yeah.
You know, anytime someone lies,
uh-huh,
she panics.
Like yeah.
My kid panics. And so she's now learning to rationalize, is like, okay, this is fake.
Uh-huh.
Like she'll ask, like, how did they do that, Ramsey?
Yeah.
Like,
how? Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's a green screen. Or, you know, how did the whatever happen? And then I kind of explain, like, or, you know, she'll like, what did the dog go and do?
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, the dog's just a actor dog or something like
right.
that. It doesn't have another story outside of there.
Yeah.
So she's able to differentiate reality and
that's
fiction.
That's the big turn.
That is the big turn. So I think we can approach like, okay, if you like Descendants, you might like Goonies, which also has pirates in it.
Right.
And has all this other stuff, but also has adventure. And yeah, these are bad people, but they're really good people off camera.
Yeah, know? Like I think the bad guys in the Goonies, I mean, they're a little scary, but it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Does your daughter call you Ramsey?
She does.
Really?
Yeah. She's my stepdaughter, so yeah.
Oh, I mean, okay.
She makes up nicknames for me every once in a while, but she doesn't have an official,
uh-huh,
like, you know, papa, daddy, or
gotcha,
anything like that. You know,
I didn't know she was your stepdaughter. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love a blended family, man.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, and just like when I first started dating my wife,
uh-huh,
she was like, hey, I want to show my daughter Star Wars. And
how old was she when you started dating?
She was 2.5.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, and she was like, this Star Wars stuff is scary. And
yeah,
I went through and recut the original three,
uh-huh,
and took out all the killing.
God, Ramsey.
Darth Vader's a good guy.
You're the best, dude. That is fantastic.
The Emperor does not exist. And like, yeah, if anyone wants them, I still have them online. But like,
really?
Yeah.
That's like, super cool, man.
You'd watch the movies, though. It'd be like 30 minutes cut out. And she would watch the movies and they would just be like, she would just like, what the heck? You can't follow, uh-huh, the movie at all because it's jumping and like,
yeah,
you know, and there's no violence at all. But
yeah. That's wonderful,
anyway,
dude. What
a great story. She was able to appreciate Yoda. And
I love it. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Empire would be a good one, I guess.
Yeah.
Just can't show those guts being cut open.
No.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside. Good stuff.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. how doers get more done.
All right, we're going to finish up, my friend, with now this is a post from Derek Speedy of a Twitter thing that apparently – I'm not on Twitter, but apparently it kind of blew up a little bit from at Kimmy Monte. And we did this at the live movie crush in San Francisco, which is you add "you piece of shit" to any famous movie line. And I walked around in the audience and people were making stuff up. It was pretty fun. So – maybe you can think of one, unless you've got one off the dome, as Noel says. But I'm going to go ahead and start with some of these. Clement Scott says, "Run, Forrest, you piece of shit."
"I am your father, you piece of shit."
"Yeah, I am your father, you piece of shit." That's a good one. Terry Calejo, one of our old friends, says, "Love means never having to say you're sorry, you piece of shit." Not bad.
"We're going to need a bigger boat, you piece of shit."
Yeah. Travis Langkow says, "Lieutenant Dan, you have new legs, you piece of shit." That one's funny because it's mean. Let me see here. Alan Richardson, "It's a trap, you piece of shit." All right. A little Star Wars ref. Another Forrest Gump. People are all over that. Amanda Wright says, "Lieutenant Dan, you want some ice cream, you piece of shit." Oh, let me see here. Art Riddle, "I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love me, you piece of shit." Some of these work better than others, I got to say. All right, this is from our old pal, Gail, the Danger Oven Kuntz. "You can't handle the truth, you piece of shit." See, that one fits because it seems like it could have been in the movie.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Here's looking at you, kid, you piece of shit.
let me see here. JP Mendez, "It belongs in a museum, you piece of shit." I got to call up Ben Harrison because on stage as one of my panelists, he said, "Life finds a way, you piece of shit." Not bad. Let me see here.
My dad and I always quote Spaceballs. It was like, "Gimme paw, you piece of shit."
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'll do that next time I see him.
Let me see. Owen Terwilliger, one of our old fans, says, "Wilson, you piece of shit." A lot of people said, "I am your father." So you were onto something there, Ramsey. Yeah.
Sweep the leg, Johnny, you piece of shit.
Sweep the leg, you piece of shit. Wax on, wax off, you piece of shit. That'd be pretty good.
It writes itself.
Paint the fence, you piece of shit. Here's looking at you, you piece of shit. That's from Meanal.ha. Zach Pointer, "As you wish, you piece of shit." That's pretty good. Wait, what was "as you wish"?
That was Princess Bride.
Oh, right, of course. There. Doi. Dan Stark. This is a little wordy. "When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit, you piece of shit." That's funny in a great David Wainey absurdist way. Alexander Anderson Natal says, "Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown, you piece of shit." Not bad. Oh, this is pretty good. Stephen Costello, "Whistle while you work, you fucking piece of shit." He said, "Sorry, I felt the need to enhance." Adam Smith, "Show me the money, you piece of shit." Zach Pointer, "You built a time machine out of a DeLorean, you piece of shit." All right, I feel like this is getting old.
Yeah.
There's only so many of these you can read, right? Until it loses impact. All right, we'll do one more here. Bessie Hicks says, "You shall not pass, you piece of shit." And she said that's either Gandalf or a constipated person. Hey-oh!
Ooh.
Very good. All right, man. That is it for this week. Thanks for jumping in here, Ram Jam.
Not a problem.
Did you have fun?
Yes, sir.
I think we all learned a little more about you. It's nice to hear a little bit more of your story.
Yeah.
With the film school and the theater projection and your wonderful stepdaughter and your recutting of Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
I think fans might have a new favorite. I'm not saying Noel's job is in jeopardy, but
I could never replace Noel.
Anything could happen, you know. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just happy to be here.
All right, dude. Thanks a lot. And thank you guys for participating. Thanks to the Crushers, as always. Like the Movie Crush page and the Crushers page. There's a lot of good people there sharing some fun stuff and sharing opinions respectfully, which is rare these days. So check it out. And thanks for joining in. We'll see you next week.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.